It's almost shocking, but when Yosef's brothers return from burying Yaakov at the end of Parshas Vayechi, in Perek Nun, it says, Torah says as follows, Pasuk Yedaleh. Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayim hu ve'achav ha'olim itol et barat aviv achrei kavru et aviv v'ayru achrei Yosef kimet aviyem v'yomru. Lu yistemid Yosef v'ashuv yishuv lanu et kol harasha gamalnu osa. The brothers began to worry, now that dad's dead, I wonder if Yosef's going to return to us everything that we bestowed upon him, treat us terribly, treat us poorly. I wonder if Yosef's going to do that. V'ayru achrei Yosef, I'm sorry. Vayitzavu el Yosef leimor avinu tzivol lefnei moso leimor. They went and told Yosef, before dad died, he told us, Ko tomru li Yosef, ana son of fesha achacha. Forgive him, v'chata sam. Ki ra'og mulcha v'ata, sana es sana lefesha avdei elokei avicha, v'yev ki Yosef b'dvar b'dabram ilav. The brothers said to Yosef, dad told us, you should forgive us. Now, did the Torah record that? Definitely not. Maybe Yosef, Yaakov did tell it to him, they just never got recorded. Or maybe the brothers were making it up. It does sound something you'd make up. I know they'd be lying, but like for Pekuach Nefesh purposes, perhaps it's okay. Or in order to save themselves, there's a legitimate reason here to lie. More than that, if you were really Yaakov and you were afraid Yosef was going to attack the brothers and treat them poorly, would you have said it to the brothers to communicate to Yosef? Would you have said it directly to Yosef yourself? Yes. You almost get the impression the brothers woke up like, my goodness, Yosef may really treat us badly. And if you look at it carefully, that's actually what the pasuk says immediately before they say this. The brothers woke up coming back from the funeral like, oh my goodness, what's Yosef going to do to us? What's Yosef's response? He cries. Bizarre response. Right? The brothers communicate this to him, and the Torah records in Pasuk Yitzayin at the end, Vayev Yosef Bidab Rame Lav. And then the brothers continue, we'll be servants to you, we'll serve you. And Yosef says, Va'atem chashavtem alai ro'a elokim chashav ali latova, l'manasot kayom hazel achayot amrav. You didn't sin against me. Yosef tells him again, another time, once he tells him in Parshas Vayigash, when he first says, Yosef, Achicha, don't worry, this is God who brought me here. Again, Yosef says, you guys didn't sin against me. Consider yourself forgiven, or you know, we're not even in need of forgiveness, because God is overseeing everything. He's handling the situation. He's the one who oversees everything. And on one hand, you see Yosef's unparalleled and unwavering ability to look and find God at every stage of life. To look into the world and to find God. To know that God caused this and caused that and runs this and runs that, and that's one thing that's critical. Yosef was not a simpleton that still found God in the world. Sometimes you feel like the only people who find God are like simpleton, shallow people who kind of like, you know, are not very sophisticated at all. Yosef was a leader of a country. Yosef mapped out the world, was a dreamer, was an implementer. Yosef did everything and still found God, and there's what to be said about that. But additionally, Yosef didn't even think twice about forgiving his brothers. It was like pashut to him. And when he realized that they didn't believe that, he cried and said, again, I forgive you. I wanted to speak just for 2 or 3 minutes about the ability to forgive. Because that's a midah that very often goes under the radar, goes unnoticed. The ability to forgive, not to hold grudges, not to hold on to something that someone said that insulted you. What enabled Yosef to be able to forgive? I'd like to suggest a few things. Number one is the recognition that God runs the world. The Sefer HaChinuch explains the reason why we don't take revenge is because if pain was bestowed upon you, it wasn't only from the person who bestowed upon it, it was from God. God would have never allowed it unless you deserve it. And therefore, there's a hashkafic point. There's a hashkafic point, which is, if I'm suffering, that's what God wanted. If things bad happen, that's what God planned. And therefore, I don't need to take revenge against people because I realize God approved. But beyond that, it's the ability to let things go, to not constantly worry and harbor over things that happened in the past. It's the ability to look and dream for the future opposed to worry about the past. Yosef spends all his time dreaming about the future. None of his time is complaining about the past. Always is he involved in looking for a more optimistic perspective, looking to do something good. Perhaps this idea is best captured by something of Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Kuk used to say, which is that people complain about darkness, and there are others who shed light. And Yosef was a light shed. And perhaps the third thing is that Yosef wasn't a bad guy. Yosef became humble. Yosef was a humble individual, and people who are arrogant cannot, he hurt me. I can't get past that. I'm big. He doesn't get that. Yosef, even when he became king, didn't see himself that way. Yosef, maybe in the beginning, was a little bit too much of a nar, a little bit too playful, a little bit too lacking sensitivity towards the brothers and sharing with them the dreams, as Sfarno points us out, maybe even Rashi. But Yosef grew into an incredibly humble individual. And it was Yosef's humility that enabled him to forgive people as well. The koach and importance, I should say, the chashivos of forgiving somebody, the ability to forgive somebody is the utmost importance. And the ingredients that I noticed were threefold. Number one is hashkafically recognizing it's God. Number two, it's dreaming about the future and not harboring over the past. And number three is humility. It requires a sense of modesty, of being humble, of not being so pompous and arrogant, that the whole world revolves around you. And if he hurt me, that's the end of the world. It should stop. We should continue forgiving each other, building a better sense of achdus. And we should have a wonderful break for the rest of a good semester.